Oh, Gary, looking forward to the brand new Donegal Junior Football League season, which is up and running this week. And I suppose first, it's good to be back playing soccer.
Oh, great, surely. It doesn't seem so long ago since we were looking at the end of the season in the Brian McCormick Cup final back in May there, Oisín. But as you say, the break's now coming to an end and it's back to the grindstone.
Yeah, and the Brian McCormick Cup final brought the season to an end last year, and obviously it's kicking off the season this year, and it always puts together some very interesting games and some enthralling local derbies.
Well, that's the brilliant thing about the Brian McCormick Cup in the early stages, the area series, whereby you've got the local teams all battling against each other for an early season trophy, so it brings its own dramas and... It's great to go to watch local derbies, as it always was and it always will be.
Yeah, there's competition as well that you do see the odd upset in.
Absolutely, with teams from the different divisions mixing up through each other. Obviously, the teams from the higher divisions are expected to progress, but that's not always how it ends up, and you always get the upset, as you say, Oisín.
Well, the Brian McCormick Cup, of course, has a number of games before the league gets up and running at the start of September, and the champions always go on as favourites, and has there been much change around Killybegs with St Catharines in the close season, Gary?
Well, I think St Catharines, the double winners from last year, they've had one major change, obviously, in that their manager from last term, Brian Doyen, has moved on. He's obviously still taking on the role of Oscar Trinity manager, with the Donegal Junior League, but he's currently working with Sligo Rovers over there under the reign of Mickey Adams, and St Catharines are going to be served by a long time club servant this year as player manager, Daniel Breslin.
And I suppose too that the Premier Division is a very, very competitive league at junior level here in the North West, and it's difficult to win a trophy, but it can be even harder to win back to back ones, Gary.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, last year, even though St Catharines had gone so well at the very start, they still weren't sure of that title until well into the season. I mean, Capri Rovers and the Mahal, to name just two, they were there right up until the death, you know. And but for Capri having a couple of bad runs back-to-back, maybe 2 or 3 weeks or something like that, at one stage of the season, they would have been keeping the pressure on St. Catharines right to the very last week or two. All right, St. Catharines won with a week or two to spare, but, you know, they got over the line, courtesy of that great start they had to the season. Wee blip in between, but absolutely brilliant season for St Catharines last year.
When you get relegated from the Premier Division, it can be a tall order to get back into the top flight. But Kilmacrenan and Celtic are back in this year, and of course they were joined by the champions Castle Finn Celtic. How hard a performance will it be from those sides to stay up this year, or can they fight it out at the top and be the surprise packages, Gary?
Well, I felt last year, early in the season, the Kilmacrenan were going to be the team to beat in the First Division. Now, Castle Finn have had a great run in Castle Finn. I've got a great pool of players down there. I don't know what kind of numbers they've signed, but they always seem, if there's a player missing, to have somebody come in to kind of slot into the position and take over. And, as you say, it's hard to get back up in that division, and they've got up, and I wouldn't bet against both those teams challenging this year, you know. Obviously, Joe McGee's there at Castle Finn, and as I said, the pool of players is very good. But the players that Kilmacrenan have, in my mind, watching them last year, they're experienced players like a Christy Collin and Timmy Burke. Great players that would get into any team. So, I mean, those two have come up, and I think they're up on merit, and I'm sure their credentials will show in the Premier Division, Oisín.
The likes of Glenae United, Cadore Celtic, Kildrum Tigers, Milford United, Rathmullen Celtic, also part of the Premier Division this year. As we look now...
Do you want to pick the winner?
Not at this stage, Gary.
Not at this stage, no.
And Division 1's going to be equally as competitive as well, because you had the likes of Lifford Celtic dropping down last year, It's going to be ultra-competitive with sides trying to make it up into that top flight.
I mean, you just said Lifford Celtic there, Oisín. And what about Donegal Town and Cranford United? You know, they've also come down as well, Oisín. And I mean, who's going to bet against any of those three being near the top of that division throughout the season? You've got Connolly Arsenal come up after a brilliant season. They'll be wanting to move on another stage. And Bunnegan United also promoted, and Raphoe Town promoted. Massive changes within that first division there. Three coming down and three coming up. So the ones that were there last year, Cadore United, KU and... Lagan and Carrickfield. I mean, they're going to be wondering what's happening, because we're going to have a lot of different matches to play this year, you know. And as you say, it's going to be very ultra competitive. I think you said, Oisín, I think that's the word for it.
And likewise in Division 2 as well, it's going to be, we'll go with that word, ultra-competitive once again, sides try and get promotion. And it's going to be crucial in all of these divisions that good starts can prove to be fruitful come the end of the campaign.
Oh, absolutely. If you get off to a good start, at least if you have a bit of a blip at some stage throughout the season, well, that good start can maybe sometimes carry you through, you know. In this Division 2, we've had three teams come down, Kopenny, Curragh and Dunkaneely. Those three will be wanting to go right back up. But thrown into the mix this year is the Erin Wanderers. Now, for a long many years, people have always thought that the likes of Erin Wanderers were a Sunday team. Like, you know, I mean, they played in the Saturday League and they had great success in that. But they've stepped up to the plate this year now and they're going to play Sunday football. And I think they're going to make their mark in Sunday football because they've got some great players over in Ballyshannon.
Has there been changes, Gary, in terms of the format and how the competition is going to be run this year for both the Saturday and the Sunday divisions?
Nothing. The Sunday divisions will be three divisions of 10 teams. It will be the bottom two down and the top two up, and the third from bottom playing the third from top in the promotion relegation playoff. Because the divisions have equal numbers of teams this year, there's no redressing to be done like what had to be done last year, which meant so much movement between the divisions. But as I said, the divisions are all having the equal 10 now. It'll just be the standard, back to the standard procedures. In the Saturday League, obviously, there'll be no promotion and relegation there this year. Obviously, we're going with this new idea of having all the Saturday teams in one division and the Saturday reserves, the Sunday reserve sides in another division. So there can't be, obviously, promotion and relegation there, but there'll be big battles for those titles as well.
And when you look at the amount of teams that play junior soccer here in the Northwest, particularly in this half of the county, there's 30 teams there on the Sunday and even more teams on the Saturday in Division 1 and Division 2. But there's always sides that come up and sides that come down. And there's been three that have withdrawn this year, and I suppose that's disappointing in a way for the league too, Gary.
This is always not nice to see teams withdrawn, you know. Obviously, we've gained one new team again this year, Dunkin' United. 38 clubs there at the minute. We had the full complement of 40, obviously last year. But with Dunluce going, Tully Finney going, you know, it was they didn't apply at all. Like, you know, that was sad to see. And now Kildare Tigers reserves are gone. They applied and their application was successful, but they withdrew before the fixtures were made up. And obviously this week the sad news that our Milton Mariners are gone. And, I mean, I don't know, some people say there's too many teams in some of these areas. I don't know. I don't have no answer for it. I don't think the answer is any one particular thing. Obviously, there's probably a mixture of different elements contributing to this. Oisín, it's lovely to see Dunkin' United back on the other hand. And, I mean, they will be playing in the Saturday League Division 1, and there'll be some good battles in that one between themselves and the like of Glencairn Celtic, Orchard and Strand Rovers and the Bar, you know, who are Aranmore United, all good sides.
Just back to that point, Gary, are teams finding it more difficult now to stay within leagues and stay afloat? So you seeing it more common now than ever before?
Well, I suppose, you know, I won't talk about any other club. Maybe I just talk about my own first-hand experience at my own club here in Balfour. I mean, it's harder all the time to get sponsorship. It's even harder to lift the registration fees from the players. You know, I mean, it's hard. It's most, to put it in a nutshell, it's harder all the time. Like, you know, but saying that, those who want to play soccer will step up to the mark, and the good clubs will hopefully remain because they'll have structures in place that will help them through the awkward times. And I said that in the press this week that as a league executive, we did hope that any clubs who's finding any difficulties, instead of just, you know, holding the burden among to themselves, would maybe come to Jimmy Haughey, ring Jimmy. He's an approachable man. He's a league executive. Tell him what the problems are, and maybe the executive. And maybe through the wider family of the junior clubs throughout the country, we can help. You know, it's no good to any club or any one club if there's no league. And for to have leagues, you have to have clubs. And I mean, we have to all kind of pull together in awkward times. And what more can we say than that? Like, you know, don't keep the burden. Share it. Let us know what your problems are and see if we can, as a league executive, help you through the awkward times.
Finally, Gary, just looking forward to a new season, and there's a lot of excitement when the Donegal Junior League is about to kick off because, as we've said through this, it's ultra-competitive and there's always a huge interest in it.
Yes. I mean, I've been involved in the Donegal League since I was a child, with my father playing, and Balfour. I'd always been part of our home, and obviously the weeks coming into the start of the season, there's always that bit of excitement and going back to training and getting new kits, and all that there is all part and parcel of it, you know. And I mean, it's just another, it's just great to see another season get ready to go, Ashin.